Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
And then I tried to, you know, we were doing other things, thinking that my mother will forget it. Yeah, yeah, doctor, by a bed checking and all that. I'm so me detaining the kakra, and I'm saying no problem. As we were doing all that, my mother asked me, "Hey, Kofi, sumanwa me suma ono wakwaba." If you come to our house, we have so many gifts that came from my mother. The carpet in our bedroom at North Carnation came from my mother. The carpet in our bedroom in South Pima came from my mother. We have a fridge that came from my mother. We have a set of furniture that came from my mother. Are you clapping? Also help me welcome Celestine Donko into the house. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so once I was, you know, what I was saying, this woman has touched our lives too much. Personally, I was discouraged. I nearly gave up on the ministry. Dede was the person who, you know, was the encourager. When I came here, when we come here, the Ambonsa Memorial Temple, at the time we called it the Tesano Worship Center. Anytime we came here, I was sad. So I told Dede, so Dede said, okay, no problem. We will handle that. Let's go to South Pima. We'll handle that. To the point that we even moved the church away from here. Nobody came into this building for 3.5 years. We didn't have church here. No, it was empty. And we were at South Pima because I told her that anytime I came here, I was sad. Sometimes I told her, and I don't feel like going to church. She said, you will go. So she irons the dress, polishes the shoes and everything. I said, you will go. Get up and let's go. I feel Rena or the Takashi family, you are not the Akrokraba. Said, what do you call? May you show. May you show. So I will follow her and then we will go. She said, I know you don't feel like preaching. Sit down. I will preach. She's been preaching 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. And Dinah, your woman, it takes 60 people. It was a classroom. And then I realized that Dinah, your man, and I feel you need to be tenabontin. In the 5th month, I told her, I want to preach. As we teach, so you want to preach. Now you are seeing people, you want to preach. Okay, next week I'll let you preach. So I started preaching gradually. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm preaching. But the people there, they love it. Whatever you say, they are fine. Yeah. So we did it gradually. And by the grace of God, we put up the church building at the place. Everybody, we are sorry, and I'm so. And then why in a bema cement? 1 bag or 2 bags. We cement 5, we cement 10. And I'm maybe Nini Kunaba, sorry. Nikuni from America nearby. T. Me nims a mammy, didn't say Nikuni tea. Now make us a wine a bema cement. And I'm not sorry, and also be my 50 bags. I'm saying, what I'm going to say. To do 5 months, I'm busy and say, oh, man, I'm a beer. Me, Ura, one fast cement in this car, my Anna. Every money, Netico cum. I then will be some. I mean, jar, so they say, Nenom, this cement in a beba. Catch you today. Say, well, we don't know how to make him preach. That man, the Lord was so kind to us. We received a blessing of 500 bags of cement. It came on a truck. My mother comes sometimes and see that I'm too discouraged. And she will say, Kofi, wake up. Stir yourself. You are too gifted to be broke. You are too gifted to be discouraged. Sometimes when she comes and I'm not getting that message, she will come with gift, tile, cement, you know, in Kunya Black, yeah, Pastor Cities in 10 of them. Mema amene toy. Alabaster City in Kunyano. Before I'm over to be a cow, Mema amene mame, 100 chairs in Kunya Motisu, Mema amene 100 of them as a gift. Before I wrote my second book on dreams, no, fourth book on dreams, she had read the third one. Early morning, 6, she called. Kofi, let me read the book, okay? There will be part 2 soon, but part 2. So, I want to see part 2 by the end of next month. Then she put, that is my mother for you. She puts pressure on you, and then you wake up. So, I started writing. And by the grace of God, we printed that one from Atlanta and brought it into the country and launched it. Tonight, this is the woman that will be ministering to you. Hallelujah. I will finish it off with a testimony of my mother-in-law. And maybe Pastor Mehdi's testimony. Let me start with Pastor Mehdi first. They got married. Couldn't have babies for 5 years. Pastor Mehdi's wife is a midwife specialist and a nurse. They have had 6 miscarriages, 1 stillbirth. She was fully pregnant for 9 months. She gave birth and the baby died. Then one day, my mother gave me a box of water. So my mother blessed the box of water and gave it to me as a gift. Then I took the box of water and gave it to Pastor Mehdi and his wife. And I said, drink half. Give half to your wife. So it was 12 bottles each for them. After 12 days, the 13th day, the wife is a midwife specialist. And a nurse. She had a kit at home. She checked. She was pregnant. 13th day. Your first child, we called her Hephzibah. Your second child came after 1 year. We called her Otniel, the first judge of Israel. And the third one came after 1 year or 2 years. No, 1 year. Omobobosso. And then the third one came. We call her Beulah. Out of 1 box of water. My mother-in-law collapsed one morning and fell into a deep coma for 4 days. We took her to Nyaho Clinic. She was there in the ward for some time. After 4 days, they conducted every test. Head scan, CT scan, MRI scans. They did everything. Nothing was wrong. Then they started checking all the vital organs. The heart, kidneys, liver, arteries, you know, name it. Pancreas. They checked everything. There was nothing wrong with her. Her blood pressure was normal. Her sugar level, potassium, magnesium, everything was normal. They even did an HIV test. They did a psychiatrical test. Nothing was wrong with her. So they called us together and said to us, we don't know why your mother-in-law is this. I'm sure I know the problem. So I called my mother around 10:30 and said, this is the situation, mommy. She said, well, don't worry, I'm even around the airport police station. Allow me to pray for your mother-in-law. She prayed on the phone. Simple prayer. It was around 10:30. By 12:30, when I heard the voice of Nana Yakunedu, who is here, on radio, on Peace, I went into the ward and my mother-in-law was sitting there on the bed. At the time, no, not the day, is not with me. So I went back. The power of God have touched you. Tonight, you will see the miraculous. You will encounter the supernatural. Among all the things that, all these things that the Lord is using my mother to do, me, Kofi Odro, what I love about this woman is not all these things that I told you. What I love about Mama Christy is she is a strict, principled, and a disciplinarian. That is what I love about her. Yeah. And so I am going to bring my mother on, but before she comes, allow me to let Celestine sing one or two songs, and then my mother will come. The next voice you will hear is Mama Christy after the song ministration. Hallelujah. Can we get a microphone for sweetie? Thank you for coming. First time in this place, sir. I'm grateful. Are you clapping?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen. I thank God that my destiny is already connected to this ministry. Yes. And I say that categorically because I was attending school around Abeka. That was where I attended GHS. So I remember very well that when we were writing our BC, we came to some Presby church around this corner. And it was Reverend Odro who was praying for us. He will not remember. And he wouldn't know. But I will never forget him because of the things he said to me that day. He singled me out among the students. We were a lot. We just came there. He asked of my parents, and there was something great to come out of you. Amen. And I'm talking about when I was in JHS. He prayed for us to have success in our exams, and I did have success in my exams, and even greater things have happened to my life. I believe because he spoke into my life. Amen. I just will minister two songs to honor God and to celebrate the Spirit of God in this place.
Siamiti enyemi na maye adum ne humo bro na I am Missa Masia Miti and Yamina Mayo. Hey, I told you more, bro. Na I am Missa Meti Frim. Na I am Missa.
If it hadn't been for your grace and your mercy,
Voices with blessed
anticipate and cry and give to God the praise of our salvation. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation. Lift your hand and say, and we cry. When upon life billows you are tempest tossed and you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord, I say, count your blessings, name them. From January to this time, count your blessings, see what God. Are you counting? Are you counting? Name them one by one. It will surprise you, for the Lord. And this is my blessing. I never knew you favor me this way. He turned my life around. I never imagined bringing me. You turned my life.
I never knew you came of me this way.
Turn my life around. I never imagined bringing me this far. You push me to the top on the wings of the eagle. You are the bread of life, so you gave me another life. Oh, I revel away. No man can love me like you do. You are mysterious. You prepare a table. I don't know how you do it, but you always do, even in my weakness. You are merciful to me, Lord. Let's do this together. I said, no one,
no one can love me like you do.
Too much, all for me. Even before I pray, it's done for me.
Sometimes grant me misano, but he does for me.
Sing don't call, ladies and gentlemen. Are you screaming? What a gift. What an asset. What a ministry. Sweetie, the Lord bless you. Together with your husband, I have spoken to you all this while, but I have never met you. Celestine's manager is her husband. Amazing God. Thank you so much, sir. My what ye me fe? My juma no amo ye ne me fe. Inipa bibregu o meni mu ase. But mo dasukura mu mu diye. Ebradi inshiramo. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, now the time has come. Jina wanaso. Dere no yaman en fa utirim. My mother, the Right Reverend Dr. Christy Dotata, are you screaming?
Hallelujah. Kofi Oduro di asem beba. Your papa this week is bringing the timbers and the caterpillars, the movers and shakers of the kingdom in this country called Ghana. It is serious to bring Apostle General. Yesterday was my son, Reverend Stanley. You can do better than that. Clap. Bishop Chasaji Nasari is coming here. Dr. Reverend Ampia Kofi is coming here. Reverend Steve Mensah is coming here. Mama Christine is here. Wow. We honor the presence of the Lord in the house. We thank God for Celestine Donko. You heard her. She said when she was in JSS, my son, Prophet Udru, prophesied over her. Huh? Some people will even forget that you prophesied, but she doesn't. She doesn't. She remembers. That is the difference. I salute all the great men and women in the house. I want to say that if Kofi could stop me from going to my village today and bring me here, there is nothing God will not do for you. I see some of my pastors here. I'm so happy you made it. Hey! Hey! The song that is coming is a prophecy for somebody. Yeah. Sing it to somebody.
Obey
Sometimes it feels like you are alone.
It's a sabotage.
Somebody is receiving a miracle already.
I have a hado shadadadaba.
Danyami bayo.
Oh, payamao. Sewuti.
Sewuti dio.
Danyami payamao. You are the most high God of heavens.
Alabasha.
Most High Ruler of the earth, Father, you are
Most High
King of Nations. King of Nations, lift your voice and say,
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. You got your love.
On their necks. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Inshiramu inshira. When I say inshiramu inshira, I want you to respond orokodo. Or you can speak English. It is happening. Inshiramu inshira. Because today is Monday. From morning till evening has not been easy. People had to trek long distances. But you are here in the house of the Lord. Your blessing will locate you. Your amen is auspicious. The year is ending and we have just few weeks for 2021. To go away with all its wahala. But we are having a spiritual banquet here. Or you can say buffet. Eat all you can. And if possible, do some takeaway packages. So if you deny yourself of what is made available this week from the movers and the shakers, you have yourself to blame. A bit chiro mu fifia no mu dia wura sorry dem. Things are happening in the world. People are dying. Every day, every week, funerals, engagements, weddings, things are happening. God will not leave his own without visiting them. Pastors go through all kinds of stuff and yet they dress good. Cover up. I traveled many years ago, 20-something years, to Kumasi. If you are from the Ashanti region, I'm not picking on you. But I thought they'd be here. I was invited to a church. I didn't have a car. I had to borrow somebody's car. We got to Kumasi. Celestine. I expected they were taking me to a hotel. We're going. I was asking the escort or protocol. I said, where are we going? Because they were taking a rough road path. They were going, sir. Going, sir. I didn't see any signboard of a hotel. I saw a signboard of a hospital. Then they drove into the hospital. One of my daughters said, Mama, train. Then she got out. and came back and said, Mama, a hospital, almost you got to side road. They were avoiding hotel. So they were going to put me in the hospital that belonged to one of the church members. The humiliations sometimes we go through, you don't know. So I asked the gentleman who was escorting us, please take me to a hotel. I'll pay for it. Upon all the humiliation, that night I preached at Prempe Assembly Hall. The place was packed. Things happen. Miracles happen. Some of your prophets got the name of their ministries from that meeting. Yeah. Because that was the day they read the Chi Bible, and I realized that the English, the translation says, Konbiano be pai pai, Musrano nti. So when I say apayo, you respond, apapai. Yeah. Yeah. I'm 65. When I was 47, that prophet came to North Carnation Church and admitted it, that I preached and he picked the name Mpa Johai. But through the humiliation, it didn't take anything away from me. I could have said, "Se sana mubaya media me yari mudimi ko to hospital. I'm going back to Accra." But I preached. And Sanchenis is here. I want you to celebrate the messenger and the message. Celebrate it. In life, we don't have answers to the many things that goes on around us. But the God who gives Inshira Munshira is the one we should run to. There are rough roads, deep valleys, mountains to climb. But God knows his own. Proverbs 22, verse 1 and 2. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and a loving favor rather than silver and gold. Fatu Nubra. The rich and the poor meet together. God is the maker of them all. We are Skenny, me your hiani. God is my maker. It is a pity that today, I didn't do any research, 80% of people who are in church are not heaven conscious. It's either they are in church because they want a wife, a visa, a husband, something or something. God is bigger than visa. God is bigger than a wife. God is bigger than a husband. God is bigger than those your small, small requests. Why won't say we're fairy? I was telling my daughter Esther this afternoon. I said, Esther, I've never seen any rich man, rich woman die with fleets of cars. Celestine, go out, you don't bury anybody with their cars. Not even with their most expensive jewelry or whatever. You don't even dictate. You You can tell them, I want this, I want. They can choose to do it or not do it. Ishira mu ishira. Oh, you left? Those of you who are in church, respond well. Ishira mu ishira. Wow. Matthew 11:12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist up until 2020, up until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violent men and women who are gathered here in Amponsum Memorial Temple taketh it by force. Somebody scream, take it by force. My sermon title is Take It By Force. So if you can be generous, tell two people, take it by force. The Bible says in Psalm 24, verse 1 to 3, the earth is the Lord's. It's not for NDC. It's not for MPP. It's not for PPP. It's not for ZPP. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. In other words, the earth. Everything in it. The gold, the silver, the diamond. There's something left. The oil is for your father. If something is for your father, it belongs to you. Take it by force. In Exodus chapter 3, I'm not preaching from Exodus chapter 3, but using Exodus 3 to lay a preamble. Kenokoba, nokoba. Where is the scripture? Mufa mami.
Exodus chapter 5, verse number 1. The Bible said, and afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord of Israel, let my people go. That they may. And I want to go far. That they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. The Bible said, and Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? That I should obey.
Some people have been making a mockery of your God before the end of 2021. God will show them that he is your father. The earth is his. And the fullness thereof. Kofi, come on, Mikakra.
And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I shall obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord. Neither will I let Israel go. Verse number 3.
Jump to chapter 12. The same Exodus. 29 to 40. Exodus 12. Eh?
It came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn.
Somebody scream!
In the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Next verse, the Bible said, and Pharaoh rose up in the night, and all his servants, and all Egyptians. Who is the Lord?
Who is that your God? And you are telling me I should let you go? Look, they have sat on your progress. They have sat on your well-being for far too long. This year in Shiramu Shira, your blessing will locate you. Y'all know me.
For there was not a house where there was not one dead. In the next verse, verse number 31, and he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people.
The dozer is coming. Go on.
Verse number 32. Also, take the flocks, your herds.
What's it name?
Take the flocks.
What's it name?
And the herds.
Look, you will not end this year empty-handed. I don't like your response. How come you serve God for 430 years, serving men as a slave? 430 years. Now, ukwa. With the Ghana must go, Neko. You deserve better. Messi, yeah, yeah, 21 days fasting. 2 years ago. Oh, no, no, see, eh, no. And I'm a catcher, me, baby, see. Programming for wushamu. Man can't treat me, can't cry. Go here, woman. Naked woman. Not been now, October, no. There was a clash. Oh, look, America. Eba Marele. Mene Moko Missis. Who are you accept? 21. 2021 reloaded, Mono. And for sword, ba. And sanctuary neighbor. I'm a messenger. I came with a message. Can be now. Benti. In this church, I came here and gave a mantle to a woman. She was giving offering. I didn't know. Where is she? They were going to cut her leg. I didn't know. That no Jesus, fachirawo ma camera no ntwa. Ye ko twa ne nan. Me di mantel no ma no pe ma me ya freeze. Me see Christy den na wa be ye ohe. San na nyame ya na nwanwa djuma. Man farming son cano may see mantle na me man. And she's a living testimony of what the God of Alabaster, what the God of Christiana Dotete can do. Somebody scream, I believe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue. Omo ahun. Kofi kan mo Bible lo.
Also, take your flocks, your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also.
What time for best and shira? Afi wuwo ho. Omo musri wu se. Adena debia. And I'm sorry, and I'm suffer. Now suffer no umbre. Debi atie tie ye tie ube tie nzu. Many years ago, I was invited to talk ready to preach. But I only benefits in general. I like Sukra Ukobi. I went by flight. I took all of them. Benny's called one of the family members. He said, who said play me? Tremu e miyao. So, I'm trying to play muda. I called you, Takradi, I'm going to say, I'm going to call you, I'm going to Messiah, baby. And I mean, if I'm Messiah, baby, I'm going to meet you. And I'm going to meet you. Somebody scream. Somebody scream. But listen to me. I told my daughter this afternoon in my bedroom. I said, Esther, from the beginning, it was not so. And she said, Usum Yami, now Bresa, Omomusia, we were, I would bless you, cry, I better than you. You ubre untim fifri eye Adamic nature. No? Oh, this world is full of sin. It's not free of sin, full. But wunya reorientation, kase reorientation. Now who catch the woman say? Me in count. Omo aye se si woman. Those who are being cheated, I'm not part. Jesus demonstrated what was going to happen with the death of the firstborns in Egypt. And the death of the even animals. Somebody paid a price. For me and for you. You see, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed or conceived. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. What's the title of my sermon? Huh? You don't take it by force, sitting down. Sorry, Gina, and scream it, I'm taking it by force. You see, in Judges chapter 6, we are told that Gideon, a mighty man of valor. He didn't even know he was a mighty man of valor. Was hiding in a cave, threshing wheat. A wine press. Or threshing wheat because of the Amalekites. All the Amalekites and the Midianites and the whatever kites that have been you back, they will let you go. Kanemo, Exodus 7. Kashi 40.
Exodus chapter 12. Bring your scripture back, please. Next
sit
verse.
Down, sit down, sit
verse
down.
Number 33. Next verse. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said,
what did they see?
We be all
that
dead.
They suddenly changed their minds.
Next verse. And the people took their dough before it was laden. Their
it was urgent. God is going to do an urgent miracle in your life. You will not be able to comprehend it. What you call mommy?
The Bible said their three kindling doughs were being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. Next verse, the Bible said, and the children of Israel did according to the word of the Lord, the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment.
Pastor, to Bumami.
Medas.
Celestine, Omu borrow no daben on betia.
Any pair moko.
Moko. Inti. Say a good deal, no, you wind here. 430 years. Omuji back pain, you know. The Christianity of yesterday, we have to change it. We won't serve God empty handed. The world is on television. Malams and fetish priests are on television. And Christians can't afford airtime. It's got to change. Unfortunately, some of us, we don't like jewelry. We have it too. But it's not our thing. Even earrings, the small ones. That one, cross. Sometimes they have to beg me, mommy, you need, I say, oh, would you have a baby kit to every mommy? I'm not against jewelry. This Israelites, Paul, they've seen the jewelries before. They've never worn it. The boss will always tell them, go and bring it. They will use it. Take it back to where you brought it. But a day came. They became the owners of those expensive jewelries. Owners. Don't look down upon yourself. Don't say that, oh, it's been 400 years. All we know is garlic and cucumber. God is making you a game changer. God is going to raise young men and women who will become kingdom financiers. And nobody will whisper in your ears, "Hey, they were Jimmy. Who named you? Who will see Kaya?" Use your resources to finance the kingdom. The Bible said Pharaoh, who once upon a time, Dave, denied these people their exit. Now at midnight, your at midnight, they will see your picture. They will hear a voice.
And the children of Israel did according to next verse, please. In the next verse, the Bible said, and the Lord gave the people favor.
Say, Lord, favor me.
Lord, favor me.
Favor me in the morning. Favor me in the afternoon. In the night. Even at midnight. Favor me, Lord. Ah, I think you have a song. You have a song, favor me, favor, follow me. Eh? Can't be no bala.
The Lord gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians.
Verse 37.
And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth.
600,000.
About 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. Next verse. And a mixed multitude went up. Okay, also with them, and the flocks and the herds, even very much cattle. The 39th verse. And they baked unleavened cake of dough, which they brought from out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. The last verse, the Bible said, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Certain things are happening. It's not your fault. Some people followed you from Egypt. So when you are going to church, tell us, think, I'm a new say. Praise the Lord, oh single, single, praise the Lord. It's not their lifestyle. Ninye ya, I'm a new say. They are not Israelites. The Egyptians. He wo Egypt ya memory. Eho ame be ame chukwame. If I bring out about 4 or 5 people from different tribes in this congregation, omobibi are different. I don't know where I work for it now. And when they got to where God was taking them, look at all the attitudes that came up. Moses, we didn't send you. Now one name. Say, the transport wire, the end, I was reloaded. Now if I'm home. I want you to make heaven. Reloaded. You can never have a perfect church. Can never have a perfect home. Office setting. Ubehunu na suban bia yiniti. Ohun se Egypt for e. Oma mamre no. Ni omo isise e different. ayabutere. Na jiti se nyame beye. Kwaya nyame faso. The way God sometimes does his miracles is amazing. They were complaining about water. God said, Moses, what do you have? Tonight I'm asking you, what do you have? Whatever you have, God will use it to birth a miracle for you. For your bread, omwa to gold, omwa to oil. They were never partakers of this great wealth of Egypt. When they thought it was time for them to gain their freedom, Pharaoh said, who are you? Listen, they have kept you in the time past from getting your freedom, but they can't stop you anymore. The same Pharaoh now wakes up in the middle of the night. He saw something and he sent for Moses. Said, Moses, accept my apologies. I'm sorry the last time you came. You were talking to me. I didn't see sense. Please forgive me. Moses, you know what? I can't stand your God. He's the maker of everything. The earth is his. So you know what? Please go. Go and serve your God. Go and worship him. Go and celebrate your victory at Alabaster House. And please, when you are going, make sure anything you need, tell my men, it will be given to you. And before I forget, when you go, place my request on the altar. Pray for me too. Bless me. Wuna obi amfa wonya hwee. Ene? Pacho ukwa sorry afre me wife. Ma missi 2 days. But ochina me di wechi yako. I'm not saying name. Because they will see something. And they will not be able to close their eyes or shut their eyes. They will be amazed at the wonder that the God of Alabaster House is bringing you. The Bible said at midnight. Midnight, your time, man. And Crawford, da. Omushan, crow. Now, so, would be a midnight. And I won't send children, you know. Ebe boom, wama. I want you to note just 4 points. When the first Adam sinned, God had a backup plan. The Adamic nature is so inherent in man. You would think that Mwadi Mechia fi Egypt, Yaba, Yekwa, sorry, Mubesisa. So Egypt, Subaino. One done the anopa. Anajo. Now I done. Subaneji. Yami we are mobile. The number 2 points, Jesus paid the ultimate price so that we'll be free, according to Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You get easily angry because you are still in the flesh. May God have mercy on you. The Bible said in John 3:16, 17, 18, and 19. Put it there.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not on is condemned already, because he believed not in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But this rather is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Well, nipam penu kari, empehai, and a mama mi baby, tye, God will judge you. Oh, come on streets, come on baby, upe umpe ube tye. The third point, 2 Timothy 1, 13 and 14.
Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith, in love, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
The next verse, the Bible said, the good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which
tell your neighbor. That good thing
that
you have received.
That you have received.
Keep it.
Keep it.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight.
Don't let anybody take it away from you.
Don't let anybody take it away from
you. I saw somebody on TV said, if you want to bath, don't put the sponge inside the water. It's bad luck. And he's supposed to be a bishop of a group. The last point, be heavenly minded. The Israelites had misplaced priority. Bre amwa bre. 430 years. Na esi mumbe si miyankwa. Mushemuchi. Unki kankwa sa sen. I don't want anything from you. I'm preaching. Insumao. On the way. Some of them decided yabre. How would you know that the Red Sea before you will be parted? How would you know that water will come out of the rocks for you? What's the title of the sermon? The day God told me to take my sitting room leather furniture, I bought it at Bogas. I didn't have two of it. Because I'm going to challenge you tonight. After we have prayed. He said, I should go and give it to prophet. I said, God. Anyone because of me. And yam yenu ne wo how. E baku and a cane chairs. Then I heard something has happened to him when I went to Ashoma where he was staying. The Holy Spirit said, see you now. I said, sorry, sir. So I said, please, can you send somebody to come to my house to bring something for you? I said, Mehdi, right? Oh, okay. I said, please, take this to Prophet Odro. Ntawong esande. Uwa adie bako. Unyankupon si fakoma uba. Unsu wu kamblofu. So I beg your pardon, God. What did you say? Oyakpani mangme. If we want to talk about the character and attitude of the Israelites that left Egypt, we won't go. Moses, you are called the Ten Commandments, Abba. Oba, you know, revolution are taking place. You see, Moses, you are too soft. You are too soft. Jimmy. After 430 years, you didn't have your liberty, you didn't have your freedom. Agbene ajienye keje nyomi nye ye seke. They were singing and dancing. Ole seke ni woye. All kinds of madness in the house of God. Program here, ebe ji esika o an ka mi be ji anua yen fa anua ntia bills. That's why God has to bless his children, and when he blesses them, three things God told me 2 Sundays ago when I went to preach for Apostle Liam Kofi. I had prepared my message, then in the middle of the night the Holy Spirit woke me up. He started ministering to my spirit. So I took red pen. I don't joke with those times. He said, the unstoppable woman is kingdom minded. The unstoppable woman is a generational thinker. The unstoppable woman is a game changer. And I'm a Troy. The team was the unstoppable woman. And can you imagine they invited an unstoppable woman to go and preach on an unstoppable woman? A four keke. Some of us, we are still where we are because our mind is not changed. Minyaka pa! She! Mesekro ni nyuna! Fu anunsu na ya tumu 17 times this year. Some of you, the reason why some of your blessings have delayed. Unyaka, ujirini umamu huu mpo biyo. Fe na uko shefim. Womol. Obisi masisa majwini. What is some word doing? I'm in Shiramu in Shiranu Beba. You don't serve God and be unserious. Bibi kakrape na wajakunywa. So let's sing. Have you stopped? Don't mind them. Keep pushing it. And you can run tenacity, says Senia, Mama Christia, tenacity of feminine. Na in summer, who here? And who can run our sea? Sister, no tenacity, Penno, being so better, no being so better. Who's my bread? Well, Missy Bra, my bread. She had dummy. Who come, Mau, come with your moon pia pia, Nanka, and fire moon pia pia. And a debia de derita, and a debia de derita, and a debia non conco free comfort. I can't say no office or me see on pampano. On pampano. Erai ye juma sa me kache kofi se wiyere me denu betu kwan enya kofi na edi dede tu kwan mi na me denu ko Dubai mi ana mi to me ticket ana me denu ko Dubai na ko ye shopping ye buy na done kon. I'm hearing something and I'm rounding up. Whatever you learned in Egypt, bring it to your land of promise. Whatever you know how to do, yeah, cow. Don't go and sleep. Bring it to improve the work in the house. What's the title of the sermon? I want you to stand up and shout, take it by force, 7 times. How many of you received the word? Payaraba. Bandagadagadoka teka nebada. Mandola nene. Pretty lady, pretty woman, oh, sorry. God bless you. Prophet Odua, I want you, Jimpa, to do a short course for 1 month. Who called 4 years? Me call 1 month. And so me call Jimpa. And when I went to Jimpa, I listened to my lectures. They introduced us to the Constitution of Ghana. I bought one. Pebra. When I came to church, I said, take the Constitution of Ghana. Kosuya. And family. One day I gave her a prophecy. I told the church. Then I'm a guy.
So one day, Asorni and I will be proud of me.
Say, say, we are Jumawai.
Office of the First Lady.
Are you jealous or what? You see, it's a pity that
Some of the prophets of today, all they see is your father is a witch, your mother is a witch, mango tree, coconut tree, this and that. Is that prophecy? She's a twin. She's a Tapeni. Her kakra is in America. But God has blessed her in Ghana more than the one in America. Are you jealous? The gold and the silvers and the ornaments that God gave the Israelites in Egypt was not meant for a Merkwo, a family quo. It was to establish the kingdom. Now, God favored the Israelites in Egypt. Their income one night, they couldn't handle it. 430 years. Messi, I release it unto you. If you have an buyer, and I'm share coffee income, and check, and I'm a boy, Pumba, Cooperman was South Africa, and come share no bemo. Tell me, won't come share no bebem. The other day, God gave me a serious word, prophet, for somebody. Somebody who is already blessed. Already blessed. Has properties waiting for her outside Ghana. And God said, tell her, money is coming. And I was like, God, this prophecy is weird. Adiano, oh. When I got home, the person sent me a message. Say, mommy, mommy, I've received a message from my spouse. My spouse said, something big is coming. I can't mention the figure. If I tell you, you will have heart attack. If anybody had told the Israelites the night before that by midnight your status will change, they would say, don't come and lie to me. Mori nukra, ebro nukra, yako yamano. And femente ye, ena usi mi bedi benku. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to push it?
Libra da Bahia, Come and join me here. Kofi, please come and join me. Let me take a few. You take a few.
The name, oh Lord.
So let's sing. You sing Favor, Follow Me Everywhere. Please, you are going to come and grab an envelope from any one of us. Some of you put as much as 1,000 Ghana in it. If you don't have it all, put some. Tomorrow, bring the rest. But with what has transpired here, I'm saying to you prophetically on authority, your prophetic DNA, God's original intention for your life. Now, me and Bow say, be a kwa. For 430 years. They deserve better. Let us stand this way. You are going to come and grab an envelope from me, Prophet Pastor Mehdi. Whilst my daughter is singing that song. And after that, I'll pray my final prayer for you. I'll come again, not when we have reloaded. And we'll move. I want him to say, me to me, ba, me, crowd, yeah. If I came here for just this lady tonight, my way, my Juma. Ask your prophet. We were in a meeting with some pastors. Oh, no, don't buy. Obi chum ishe nkom gunu so Saturday by the banner onya coffee American. Your PA. Eh?
And the wedding was in June, the same year. The fact that I'm not telling you Ubraiza is white, Ubraiza is black, doesn't mean that we are not prophesying. What think was what? Jesus. Come and grab your envelopes. Come. You can sow 1,000 Ghana, 500, 200 Ghana. Come. Come, run to us here. The people were in haste.
I'm winning every day. All because his favor is smiling on me. And when I thought of giving up, he did another miracle for me. I win, I'm winning.
Run! Alabaster, run!
All because his favor is smiling on me.
My envelopes
smiling
are here.
On me. And I thought of giving up.
He did another
miracle for me.
Day by day. Everywhere I go,
everywhere I turn,
his favor everywhere. Night by night, everywhere I go,
everywhere I turn,
I see favor everywhere.
Everybody has a sound of my voice.
Come and grab an
everywhere I turn, I see your favor.
Following me.
Monday to Sunday, all I see is favor.
Following me.
Favor's following me everywhere.
I don't deserve, and the ones I've never prayed for, all I can say is this can only be God. You can give an itako, yo, oh, this can only be favor. Follow me everywhere. It's not by mind, not by power. All the blessings I see, no be me doing favor, they do up all of my days. I will praise for all the heavenly blessings you shower on me.
It's not by mind,
not by power,
all the blessings
I see, no be me doing favor, they do up all of my days. I will praise for all the heavenly blessings you shower me every day.
Do this for me.
So,
do this for me. You have a friend. Come and take an envelope. Tell your friend to write his prayer request, put it inside, and put a seed. Even Pharaoh asked that they should pray for him. Your friend, come and take an envelope for that friend. Oma, sorry, waha. Fakomano. Kache no se uko. Ako bom pai. Ontro nebisa die. Udi ba ota no so. Mumbra minchen, me wa envelopes waha.
Everywhere I go, I see your favor.
Following me.
Everywhere I turn, I see your favor.
Following me.
Everywhere I go, I see your favor.
Following me.
Everywhere I turn, I see your favor.
Following me.
From Monday to Sunday, all I see is favor.
Following me.
Everywhere I go, I see your favor.
Following me.
January, December, all I see is favor.
Following me.
Everywhere I go, I see your favor.
Following me.
Favor's
following me everywhere.
Baby, you're following me so today.
Following me everywhere.
Baby, you're following me so today.
Baby, it's following me everywhere.
Baby, you're following me so today.
Following me everywhere.
Following me
so. When I wake in the morning,
follow me.
When I go in the afternoon,
follow me.
Everywhere I go,
follow me.
Say, baby, baby,
follow me.
Say, baby, baby,
follow me.
Baby, baby,
follow me.
Baby, follow me. Yeah.
Follow me, follow me.
Say, when I'm going to the market,
follow me.
When I'm going to the office,
follow me.
Everywhere I go,
follow me.
Divine favor,
follow me.
Divine favor,
follow me.
Say favor, favor,
follow me.
Favor, favor,
follow me.
Say when I'm going to the meeting,
follow me.
Going to the office,
follow me.
Going to the building,
follow me.
Even going to the shopping,
follow me.
I say favor, favor,
follow me.
Favor, favor,
follow me.
Favor, say
follow me, follow me.
Hallelujah. Somebody scream, I'm taking it by force. Shout, I'm taking it by force. And Shira Mon Shira. I want to pray for you. Put your seed in your personal envelope. Put it on your head. Use the envelope as a mantle. Alex, I want you to kneel down. Come and help me. I kneel upon this sacred altar and I speak apostolic blessings over your head. You will not be denied what is rightfully yours. Pharaoh couldn't stop the blessings of the children of God. Any Pharaoh personality in your life will hear a cry, will hear a voice, will see a picture. What is duly yours, I release it from the realms of the heavenlies unto you right now. Receive it. Receive your Inshira Munshira. Receive business promotions. Receive marital miracles. Receive the fruit of the womb. Receive expansion in businesses. Anything that has taken too long, up to 430 years, tonight you are free. Receive emancipation. Receive emancipation. Receive emancipation. Your response must be heard at Tesano Police Station. My auntie who amen was circle. My auntie who amen was atomic. My auntie who amen was Timota Forest. My auntie will amen who was up a man. The Bible said it was urgent. I was thinking, you see, there are no more the announcement, you know. Nipa over 600,000. Nkodan mile. Yeah, yeah, announcement. I'm sorry, yo. I'm from Niama. I'm come at time for. I'm going to give you back pay. There's going to be
an emergent call. Yami beye ni ama wanwasu. Osi obeye na ntem. Ni ama ache. Nkrofo into kwanda. Yesi o mu hia visa mu beko. Undi protocol beko. Eba ni sen na kromu hofu ono di omwechi. Omu hun se Israel fo yesu nko. Min nim ni obi aka kire o. Ena nyamisi min kan kire o se we yesu nko. So you will not remain in bondage forever. Tonight is your night of emancipation. What is yours can no longer be withheld. One day the books were opened because the king couldn't sleep. And the security man became a prime minister. And the orphan became the queen. Your position that hitherto was withheld. Tonight is your night of freedom. Please, as you run to the altar with your envelope, so shall your miracle run to meet with you. Inshira munshira. Shout, it is happening. This December, my miracle will locate me. My destiny helpers will look for me. Prophet, I see one of the nights will be an anointing service night. I don't know if you have plans for that, but it's going to be powerful. It's going to be awesome. I came as I was led and directed. We are taken by force. No longer are we going to be oppressed and suppressed, and then we become depressed. Your life as a child of God should taste better than it's tasting now. I don't care where you are coming from. God can meet you halfway and change the course of history to make you Inshira Munshira. The Lord bless you.
Somebody stand to your feet. As we applaud and celebrate God for the life of my mother, the spiritual bulldozer. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated briefly. Let me acknowledge and appreciate the life of my mother. My God, what a ministration. What a woman of God. What a prophet. And I have a woman. What a meeting. What a convocation. What a convention. Somebody give God a shout of appreciation. You are a blessing. There is not a single word of the Lord that have come through your mouth that have fallen to the ground. Every word that the Lord speaks through you, it comes to pass. Every word. Every word. I remember one time we had come to you. You had given us water. This time it was not a box, it was just a bottle. It was a bottle of water you had on the altar preaching. And normally, you normally do that. You can give drinks and whatever you started drinking and say, take it. I was driving with a jaka in his car. And the car had overheating. We parked. We tried to fix the car. It was not fixing. We called some mechanics to come around it. Said it was some gasket overheating something. So I said, okay. So they said, we need to tow the car. I said, we won't. Let me go into the car. I brought the water my mother gave me. I'm CBAD and so say, hey, I sprinkled the water all over the engine. And I said, God of Christiana Dotete, spark this car. I don't see we made it was solid rock so many times. The driver turned on the ignition, it came up. Immediately we moved, the overheating came to normal temperature. Where my mother laid on this altar, we can never be the same again. Never. Never. I mean, people honor this great woman of God and her ministry and her voice, all to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. And for her to leave everything today, she had a service at Ada. We'll go at dawn. No, I ain't a himachi or china. And Pabanan would you, a himachi four. A dumpa, a big four. Minimum be or ya, sorry, we're gonna have that time. A dumpsa can come out of their houses to the place. And yet she left that one to come to be with us tonight. Thank you. Thank you, mommy. Thank you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.